You're listening to Community Matters with Taylor Morgan, a special presentation of the Beasley Media Group.
I'm so excited to be with you. Each week I tell you that our guests are ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Today I have a wonderful gentleman on the line. Michael Sprayberry is his name, and he's Director of Emergency Management for North Carolina Department of Public Safety. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, ma'am, and I hope you are as well.
Doing just fine. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, today we're going to be talking about flooding and flood insurance and the importance of flood insurance in particular. So let me get just a little bit of background on you, Mr. Sprayberry, if you don't mind just kind of filling me in on how you got involved in this.
Well, you know, Taylor, I got hired at the Division of Emergency Management in 2005 as the deputy director. I was promoted in 2013 to the director. And the National Flood Insurance Program for the state of North Carolina is managed by the Division of Emergency Management. So, as you might imagine, we are all about flood preparedness, flood response, anything flood related, we work on. We have two websites, the Flood Inundation Mapping and Alert Network. All you have to do is Google Flood Inundation Mapping and Alert Network, and it'll take you right there. Mm-hmm. And you can basically look and see how floods would affect your home. You can also go to another network that we had called the Flood Risk Information System, and you can put your address in there, and you can basically print out a flood map. And so we like to work with the folks in North Carolina. We want to be the most prepared that we can be.
Yes.
We also work on building our search and rescue program so that we can respond when we do have flooding to rescue folks from floods.
Now, from what I understand, North Carolina has been hit by nearly 30 tropical storms and hurricanes over the last decade. Is that so?
Yes, ma'am. You know, we're kind of hanging out there in the Atlantic, and, you know, we've had a very active season this year.
Yes.
It doesn't end till the 30th of November, so, you know, hurricane season's still on us. But here's the thing. Flooding from hurricanes and just regular flooding is our most common natural hazard. We basically average having a flooding event in our state somewhere every 7.6 days. So because of that, we think it's super, super important for folks to have flood insurance. We really saw it in Hurricane Matthew.
Yes.
That the folks that did have flood insurance, they were able to get back to, you know, some sense of normalcy in their lives and to avoid catastrophic financial impacts. The folks that didn't have flood insurance, I mean, Taylor, just 1 inch of water in a small house can cost more than $25,000 in repairs. And if you don't have insurance to cover it, there, a lot of folks just don't have $25,000 laying around. So it can be catastrophic to the family. That's why we ask everybody to contact their insurance agent to see about getting flood insurance, because it's more affordable than you think.
Wow, that is awesome. That is really, really good information. I did not know about that. 1 inch could cause that much in damage. That's unthinkable. Such a, you know, what we would say is a small amount, you know, technically.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that is something.
And you think about, you know, your floors being ruined, the walls, the electrical, your HVAC systems,
right.
All of that, you know, because you know if it's coming up to 1 inch in your home, it's, you know, you're getting a lot of things ruined there. Again, we ask for folks to call their insurance agent or go to the FEMA website for the National Flood Insurance Program. Let me give you that website. It's FEMA.gov. FEMA.gov/NFIP, that stands for the National Flood Insurance Program, -NC-flood. And another tip is that, you know, most policies take 30 days to go into effect.
Mm.
You don't want to wait until you think you might be having bad weather coming. You want to go ahead and check this out now.
Oh, okay.
Two things that people commonly don't understand is that many folks think because they have regular homeowners insurance or regular renter insurance,
mm-hmm.
they think that they have flood insurance. too. Not the case. Most of those policies do not cover flood damages. So it's important that you get additional insurance for flood. Also, many people that live in low to moderate risk flood zones think that they don't need flood insurance. Mm-hmm. Also not true. In Matthew, we had a lot of people that had flood damages that were not in the high risk areas. And so we want to make sure that, you know, that people are prepared, they understand where their homes and businesses are located so that they get that type of insurance that so they can avoid those catastrophic financial impacts.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Are there any clauses or tips or language that you would recommend is included in a flood insurance policy?
The main thing that I would say is you just need to make sure that you get enough coverage so that you can recover. In other words, make sure that you have a good assessment of the value of your home and your belongings so that you can recover adequately.
Okay. Well, I so thank you for this. You know, it's kind of one of those things you don't really think about until we have a situation like Hurricane Matthew that was most unfortunate. And, you know, I really appreciate the information about, you know, it taking about 30 days. So it's not something you can see, oh, wow, we're getting a hurricane coming this way. It's tracking now. You know, it'll be here in 3 or 4 days. Let me hurry up and do this. That's not the time. So I definitely appreciate all of that information. That was awesome information. And if you would, for me, one last time, just give me that website again.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure, Taylor. It's FEMA.gov/NFIP-NC-flood.
Wonderful. Great information. I thank you so much. We've been speaking with Michael Spayberry, Director of Emergency Management, North Carolina Department of Public Safety. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this all-important message. And you say the end of the season's November 30th, huh?
Yes, ma'am, but let's just say that the risk of flooding extends year-round, and so we just want to make sure our wonderful citizens here in North Carolina are safe, and that's why we're doing this to promote these insurance programs so that we can keep our folks safe.
I can't thank you enough, sir. You have a wonderful and
okay.
blessed day.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor, and look forward to meeting you in person sometime.